going through some handshakes and popping the champagne down on the desk, the man of the match champagne. Talk me through tonight then. I think we'll start with your illness, because you've been in your bed all day, haven't you?
Yeah, I haven't been particularly well today. Maybe it's something I ate last night, I'm not sure. But no, I wasn't well at all last night. And been in bed all day, not eating too much, but I didn't want to say anything in case they said leave it. So I suppose you could say that the gamble paid off. And no, I actually felt better. The best I felt was when I got on the pitch, so that was nice. And I said in the first half when I was watching it with the subs, I said if we win tonight, I said that's massive because we're not playing well. If we can get 3 points tonight, it'll be a real big 3 points, and thankfully that's how it turned out.
It's a good job you jumped off your deathbed in the end, because that was a pretty impressive second half for you.
Yeah, I thought I did all right. De Gaffer just wanted me to hold the ball up and retain possession for us in the final third so we could get our wide players on the ball to get crosses in the box, and that's pretty much how it turned out, really. The goals came, I think, from crosses and shots, like obviously what we try and do week in, week out. And yeah, delighted to score two goals, and two scrappy goals as well. I was delighted, just two tap-ins. I probably should have had more of them throughout my career, but delighted to get two tap-ins.
Take them how they come. Let's go through them. The first one, a spill by the goalkeeper, pretty much straight into your path.
Yeah, it was beautiful, yeah. As I say, like, you sometimes watch goals on telly and you think, oh, why don't they fall like that to me? So, yeah, it was great to see him spill it. I think it was Matt Ritchie's shot that caused him a problem. And from then on, I thought we kicked on, and Shrewsbury are a very good side. But the crowd then really got behind us, and they stuck with us even when we were 1-0 down, which was important. And to go on and win the game is massive.
The second goal, wonderful effort by Luke Rooney, which came down off the crossbar. Can you clear something up for us? Should Paul Benson have scored before you did?
No, it was actually unfortunate from Benno's point of view. Great strike from Luke Rooney. He's almost like he'd gone to score, and it's ended up like a tackle between Benno and I think it was Sharps. So the ball's just hit Benno's toe and bounced, and I've just got there before Sharps, who's tried to then get the second one. So as I say, two ones that were pretty straightforward tap-ins, and delighted.
And after the first half performance as well, where I think Swindon were abject, and they haven't played like that for many a week now.
Yeah, no, it was a bit strange. It is hard, especially like when we're playing every 3 or 4 days, it is hard to continually put performances in. So, like I said before, if you can get the 3 points when you haven't played well against a title rival, then that's even more important. But the gaffer just he was quite calm at half time, told us what we needed to do better, and thankfully we done that second half, and to see our name top of the table, I just see a minute ago, is a great feeling.
Yeah, I mean, it's fabulous, because that's something that the team have been trying to achieve, obviously, since the start of the season. When